program of music from the theatre with the BBC Theatre Orchestra, conducted by Clifton Helliwell. The program is presented by Harold Needham and introduced by Richard Wessel.
Tonight, we ring up the curtain on excerpts from the operas of Donizetti, with Gladys Ripley, contralto, Hedel Nash, tenor, and Arnold Matters, baritone. This year marks the centenary of the death of the celebrated Italian composer Gaetano Donizetti. Donizetti is universally acknowledged as a great master of comic opera, but he was also largely responsible for the introduction of real drama into Italian opera. It was Donizetti who, suffering from a terrible illness, persisted with the production of Verdi's early opera, Ernani, and who joyfully proclaimed the coming of a greater composer than himself when he was lying almost at the point of death. This week, we hear excerpts from works both comic and tragic, and we begin with the overture from the romantic opera, La Favorita.
Thank you.
La Favorita, the king's favorite, is loved by two men. Alfonso, the king of Castile, whose mistress she has long been, and Fernando, a young novice. The Pope has sent a message commanding Alfonso to renounce all further thoughts of her. But Alfonso loves her too deeply to consider parting, and dares to risk even excommunication rather than lose Leonora. In the aria we hear now, he declares that he will not submit to the commands of the church.
Al mio canto, al mio canto.
Joins the king. She tells him that her position at court is rapidly becoming intolerable, and that, as his mistress, she meets with little but scorn. She begs him to let her retire from court life rather than continue their shameful liaison, but Alfonso fondly reminds her of his love for her. But even this, she declares, cannot compensate for the shame she endures.
Oh,
Leonora has her way. And sometime later, marries the young Fernando, who has returned from the wars covered in glory. And then, to his horror, he finds out the kind of life that Leonora has been leading for so long. And broken-hearted, he leaves her, returning once more to the monastery. In this famous aria, Spirito Gentile, he bids farewell to her forever. We go back now to a scene a little earlier in the opera for the famous aria, O Mio Fernando. Leonora, overjoyed by the fact that the king has granted permission for her marriage with Fernando, is at the same time shaken by doubts and fears because she knows that Fernando is still unaware of her past life and of her relations with the king.
Thank you.
Pass now from Donizetti's tragic La Favorita to his comic opera L'Elysir d'Amour with the well-known aria Una furtiva lagrima. Lastly, from the operas of Donizetti, we come to his greatest comedy opera, Don Pasquale. Donizetti is said to have written this work in 11 days. The story is traditional 18th century comedy, age casting a leering eye at youth, and youth mocking at age, with, of course, the final triumph of young love and the discomfiture of old age. And here is the overture to Donizetti's Don Pasquale.
Was Ring Up the Curtain, a program of music from the theatre presented by Harold Needham and introduced by Richard Wessel. This week, Ring Up the Curtain brought us excerpts from the operas of Donizetti. The singers were Gladys Ripley, Hedel Nash and Arnold Matters. The BBC Theatre Orchestra, leader Alfred Barker, was conducted by Clifton Halliwell.
This program originated in the London studios of the BBC.